And we are back on the Spring Dream Team Selection Show here on J98, powered by your local McDonald's. Matt Greenwood with you, speaking to our Coach of the Year for softball as we combine softball and spring together in one. Our Coach of the Year is Kevin Lucas of the Hillsboro Hawks, a team that finished fourth at state and most certainly deserved it from a player perspective and from a coach perspective as well. Coach Lucas, the coaches from around this area felt that you did the best job with your respective softball team and deserve this honor. So sort of your thoughts on the coaches picking you.
I'm truly honored. I mean, with, you know, the great coaches that we have in this area, the, you know, around the areas here, you know, and there's some that have been doing it, quite a few of them that have been doing it a lot longer than I have, you know, and so for them to, you know, show the respect that of what our team did, you know, by giving me the Coach of the Year, I mean, that means a lot to me, you know, and obviously I wish I could take the credit for it, but, you know, we had an awesome group of girls this year that, you know, they got on a pretty good streak there at the end of the year, and, you know, and I just was along for the ride, and, you know, so I got lucky that they thought I did a good job, because I mean it was all my players. I mean, you know, they were the ones that went out every day and worked hard to, you know, to make it to state this year.
Yeah, they certainly did a heck of a job, didn't they, Coach? Taking fourth place at state in a very tough Class 3, you get out there to Springfield and you don't know what to expect. You expect to see the best of the best, and that's what you guys got to experience. And I know the girls would have rather been state champions or maybe second or third, but you know what? You finish as one of the four best teams in the state in Class 3. And I remember you and I talking afterwards about sort of the message to the girls about doing what they did. The fact that no other Hillsboro softball team had ever done that, the fact that they were the fourth best, you know, top four in the entire state in Class 3, was something that you wanted them to be proud of, and I know probably to this day they still are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, the season didn't end the way we would have liked, but, you know, only four teams get to finish their season at state in the class, you know, per class, you know, and so to be one of the top four for Class 3, you know, it's awesome. I mean, it was, you know, something that, you know, these girls will remember for the rest of their lives. I know I do. I mean, I sit back all the time and just think back, you know, of how much fun we had, you know, the nice run that we went on, you know, and, yeah, I mean, it's to finish fourth is, you know, it's great. I mean, that's, you know, you're the top four for the Class 4, I mean, or for the Class 3, you know, and so it just, you know, they were a little disappointed, you know, at the time, but then after kind of everything settled in, you know, you just kind of, you realize what you've done and what, you know, what you accomplished. And so, you know, I mean, still now thinking back about all of this kind of gives me chills. I mean, just because it was such an amazing run and such a great time that, you know, I hope that we can kind of start making that something that we do quite often and for Hillsboro softball. But, you know, it's all goes back to the girls. Just they put in the hard work throughout the year, and you know, and that was one of the goals, was to go to state, and you know, we were able to accomplish that.
Coach, maybe one of my favorite memories of following you guys on that run to state was the Juliana Johnson Grand Slam in the quarterfinals against St. Louis Notre Dame. Sort of the game opener, I think it made it 6-0 at the time in the first inning. You guys wound up mercy ruling them, but that was certainly a big moment for you guys. Emma Nichols, I'm sure, has produced great memories for you throughout her entire career. So if you wouldn't mind, just kind of focus on some of the plays or some of the players that really stood out to you on this Coach of the Year run that you had this past fall.
Yeah, I mean, start with Emma Nichols. I mean, what she did throughout the district and, you know, in the playoffs and stuff was just amazing. I mean, she had, you know, I think she threw three or four shutouts, you know, there to get us to state. I think she threw a shutout against DeSoto in the district championship, against Perryville, and then against St. Louis Notre Dame. I mean, you know, and it all started, you know, with her throwing the shutouts, you know, to allow the, you know, us to just need to get a couple of runs, you know, and so that kind of made things a little bit easier for our offense to kind of, you know, get going. You know, she just, yeah, I mean, watching her for 4 years, seeing what she started to do as a freshman, and then the way she finished as a senior was just amazing. You know, she just, I can't wait to see what, you know, what's in her future You know, and then Kelsey Boyd, another one that for 3 years, I mean, she just, you know, hits the ball harder than most, you know, most girls that I've ever seen hit a ball. I mean, you know, and she was another leader for us. Emily Mudd, the way she stepped up this year, hitting right after, you know, Emma and Kelsey, you know, and she really did a great job kind of giving them some protection to make it so that, you know, the other teams couldn't just, you know, walk those two and, you know, make someone else beat them. You know, and then, you know, just the, everything else, the way the Jules Johnson, that, yeah, I mean, that was a big spark plug for us. I think, you know, we were only up by a couple, and then against St. Louis Notre Dame, and then, you know, the way she came in and hits that grand slam to really kind of bump things up for us and give us, you know, kind of let us relax a little bit. You know, there's just so many amazing memories. But it all comes back to, I mean, when we look back, we were losing against Windsor and had to beat them in, I think, extra innings in our first game of districts this year, you know. And we got down by a few runs, and we never gave up, you know. And we were able to battle back, tie things up, you know, about the fourth, fifth, sixth inning or something. And then Jensen Knutson ends up winning it for us, you know, getting a base hit to win it for us, you know, late in the game. You know, and so just stuff like that, the way we were able to, you know, battle throughout the whole postseason and stuff was just amazing. I mean, this group of seniors, they, you know, they're going out, you know, in style. I mean, to make it to state, which no other Hillsboro team has ever done, it's just, you know, it's a fun thing to think about. And, you know, I mean, for me, I never made it to state, and so I was just, you know, very, very happy to be along for the ride.
Coach, I also recall, I think it maybe was the district championship against DeSoto and then the following game where Emma Nichols had actually hit a home run in the first inning in like back-to-back games. So obviously that's something that could certainly stick out to. I don't know if she made it three games in a row, but I know she did at least two games in a row, and I don't recall specifically. Of course, you know, this was about, what, 7-8 months ago, so it has has been a while. But, you know, I mean, I know that a lot of credit goes to the players, and of course, and rightfully so. But as a coach, you know, you set out goals for yourself and sort of what you want to achieve. And I know personal growth amongst the players that you coach is certainly one of them. For you, Coach Lucas, besides that and the fact that now you have an honor from your peers, from other coaches, this Coach of the Year award, as you set out to be a head coach, I know, you know, you're also a head coach in baseball, but as you set out to be a head coach for baseball and softball, other than, you know, developing players as greater people and, you know, maybe standing out amongst your peers, what are some other goals that Coach Lucas had in mind when he went into coaching?
I mean, for me, mainly, like you said, just to develop players into not only being good players, but, you know, good individuals. You know, sports are great, but it's more about, you know, just being a good human being. You know, and so we just go out and try to have fun as much as we can. I mean, these kids, I mean, they're, you know, going to high school and getting to play high school sports. I mean, so for the most part for them, this is just something some of them are doing just for the heck of it, just to have something to do. And so, you know, I just try to always make sure that the kids are having fun, you know, and that they're enjoying what they're doing, and but they're also making sure that they're concentrating on their schoolwork. I mean, that's obviously the most important. You know, and for me, I guess I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm doing everyone justice as far as making sure that, you know, they're accomplishing the goals that they set out, you know, and just hoping that they can go on and, you know, and enjoy a successful life, you know, and to be, you know, honored, you know, I am honored to be voted, you know, Coach of the Year by my peers and stuff, because that is something that does mean quite a bit to me. You know, it's something that I'll always remember, but, you know, it's not something that I really go out and, you know, wanting to try to get every year. I mean, the main thing is I just want our team to be successful, you know, and I mean, obviously, one of the main goals, I think, for every coach is for your team to get to state and to win a state championship. You know, that's always something, you know, that's always something that you'll always always think about, you know, winning a state championship. You know, we always kind of joke around as coaches around Hillsboro, you know, the hang banners whenever you win state, win championships and stuff. And so, you know, and that's the thing, we, you know, we'll have a state banner, you know, fourth place banner that'll be up in our gym. And so it was pretty exciting to, whenever we had our, you know, softball banquet this winter, and, you know, I got to bring the banner out to show to the kids. You know, they were all pretty excited, and, you know, everybody got a picture with it and stuff. And so that's the exciting thing for me, is to see the smile on the girls, on the girls' faces whenever, you know, when they saw that banner, because they know that that's something that's going to be hanging up in the gym, you know, for the rest of our lives. And so they'll always be able to come back, you know, and show their kids and stuff that banner. And so I think that was kind of one of the really rewarding things this year, was just to see the reaction of everyone whenever they first saw that banner. It was pretty cool.
Yep, I could certainly imagine so. Coach Lucas, our Coach of the Year for softball, joining us here tonight on the J98 Dream Team Selection Show. Coach, thank you so much for all of your help throughout this year. Congratulations once again on being Coach of the Year in softball, and we can't wait till next softball season.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be here before we know it. I appreciate it.
Yes, it will be for sure. All right, we'll go ahead and step aside here and come back in just a bit with more Dream Team Selection Show, powered by your local McDonald's here on J98.